Hey, Russell Evans here. We're so excited that you've joined us today at Planet Shakers Church. We trust this message will impact and change your life.
So this is Vision Sunday, so welcome everyone. And we're going to release the prophetic word for the year. And you know, there is so much, when we come into agreement with what God wants to do, literally lives are transformed. And so we're going to show you a video of what God has done through some prophetic words that we get for years. It'll go back to 2016, then 2017, 2018, and you'll see the results of coming into agreement with the Word of God and what He says over our lives corporately and your life individually. And every statistic you hear is a person. It's not just a statistic. Some people say, oh, you know, churches shouldn't be about numbers. God is. He's got a book called it, Numbers, because numbers are people. And so that's what we're going to celebrate, the lives that are changed in people's lives. Oh, I'm so bald there. Well, skinnier though, skinnier. Before we start, we'll be seated for a sec. Lauren, could you just stand up for a second? This is Lauren. She's my PA. She's single and available. So any person who has any brains and you're a male, send your CV to me. Just as with my own daughter, anyone who wanted to date her, they have to get approved by me. Same with my PA. So my goal is supernatural increase. Sorry, Lauren, you can sit down, sorry. Anyway, let's go to see what God's done.
The year of overflow. Now to Him who is able to do superabundantly, more than all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to His power that is at work within us. We saw overflow in every area of the church. 6,266 people made a decision for Christ. We had 8,190 visitors in our church. We saw 4,380 new people connected in. Our influence on social media and YouTube continued to grow. We planted our North Campus and Austin Campus. We had face-to-face ministry encounters with over 170,000 people through missions and touring. Our church grew to 16,388 people.
2017, the year of double portion. Just as Elisha gained a double portion of Elijah's spirit in 2 Kings 2 verse 9, as a church, we were declaring double portion over every area. ...7,230 people dedicated their lives to Jesus. We had 11,101 first-time visitors. We saw 6,446 new people connected. And we saw a huge increase in our global reach through social media. We had a face-to-face ministry encounter with over 200,000 people. Over the course of the year, we saw the doubling of so many urban life groups as prophetically declared by Pastor Russell. Planet Shakers Church grew to 16,815 people.
The year of supernatural increase. This is where we saw God absolutely blow apart our expectations. He moved in every area of our church. 10,997 people made commitments to Christ. We had 15,954 visitors. We saw 10,250 of new people connected into our church. As a global ministry, we had face-to-face encounters with over a million people. Our Singapore campus had its official launch in February, and then we planted our Geneva campus in May. We saw an incredible growth and influence in all areas of social media. And our church grew to 19,143 people.
Somebody give praise. Give praise for what God has done. He's been so faithful, so awesome. However, we're going to give praise in a moment for what He's about to do. This is what we're about to release in 2019. Are you ready? Some of you have already seen this on social media because you're the fourth service, but here we go. You high right now. We come into agreement with what's about to be declared. You are higher. You are stronger. There is no one like you. Let's grab our seat. Fantastic. Very cool. Fantastic. Awesome. So good. Everyone say so good. I've got two scientists sitting on the front row, so this is going to be a little bit nervous now because I'm going to try to explain the amazing sonic boom. I've got a rocket scientist and a rocket scientist. Which one are you? You're a rocket scientist too. Yeah, and you too. So double portion on the front row. Thanks very much. Wow, there you go. And then we got Matt Wong somewhere. He's amazing. But today I want to talk to you real briefly, just to give you a little introduction to this year, what God wants to do. This design here is an abstract interpretation of a drawing depicting something breaking the sound barrier, breaking through resistance and changing state from subsonic through to supersonic. When we're talking about breakthrough, we're talking about breaking through. And you know, there used to be this whole thing of breaking the sound barrier. And I just want to talk to you about that for a moment. But a breakthrough is a sudden, unexpected victory against apparently insurmountable odds. It's a sudden release of pressure resulting from a continual buildup over time. It's a partial or complete destruction of a barrier and an obstacle designed to restrict advancement. I'm believing this year every restriction, every barrier that you and I face will be completely destroyed. It's a breakout of sudden supernatural increase. God spoke to me and he said, this year is a year of supernatural breakthrough. And I said, God, what's that? He said, it's not a little breakthrough. You know, because so many people have little breakthroughs and then they sort of go back and a little breakthrough and they don't really advance like they really want to. And I felt the Lord speak to me. There was this old science fiction show called Star Trek. You remember Star Trek? And Star Trek actually coined a phrase that now is in the dictionary. It has a meaning. They coined this phrase that was warp speed, which is really basically going from one zone to another really quickly. And God spoke to him and he says, I want to do warp speed breakthroughs in people's lives. Not incremental breakthroughs, but warp speed breakthroughs this year. That means anything that's there isn't even close to where I'm going to be. Who would like a warp speed breakthrough this year? So up here, we're talking about the sound barrier. Up here, talking about breakthrough, there are circles. A circle represents, in this illustration, a sound. Each one of us have been created for sound. Do you know that? In fact, the word person, which you and all I, you're a person, I'm a person, you're not a dog, you're not a cat, you're not a leopard, you're a person. If you weren't a person, you wouldn't be sitting in this meeting. We sometimes have people who come in there, here, no, anyway, I won't even go there. A person. The word person actually is a Latin term, and it's made up of two syllables, per and son. And the son part of person is where you get sonic or sound. So you and I are sounds. And the word per is what flows through. So we are the sounds that flow through our life. In other words, we are here to release our kingdom sound through our lives. We are here to release joy sounds, love sounds, blessing sounds, heavenly sounds. God has created you and I to create sound. In fact, the world was created through sound. The Bible says in the beginning, and then the Bible says, and God said, let there be light. So he spoke it. He released the sound. And so the circle that is represented here, one circle represents your sound and my sound. And it's what we create in our world through our sounds. Yeah. Some of you go, what sound do I have? Listen to this. This is interesting. I use this at the end of the sermon, but I'm going to use it at the beginning. The devil, Lucifer, was the worship leader in heaven, right? Remember this? He was a worship leader in heaven, and he was made up of three components. He was made up of stringed instruments, he was made up of wind instruments, and he was made up of percussive instruments. So the devil in heaven, Lucifer, was the worship leader of heaven. He was releasing the sound of worship in heaven. Then he got prideful and God cast him down to the earth. This is so cool what God just did. He made him ruler over the earth. And then God, what did God do? God created you and I out of the dust of the earth. And he breathed into us, he ruach, he breathed into us life. But what did he create in us? He created us with vocal cords, stringed instruments. He created us with lungs, the capacity to make sound. And he created us with hands and feet, which is the capacity to be percussive. And so God created in man, out of the dust of the earth, the very essence of what Lucifer had as an angel in heaven. And he says, I'm going to raise up man out of the dust of the earth that you think you rule, and I'm going to lift them up to create a sound about me that will literally change the world. You and I are the sound of heaven on earth. That's pretty cool. So why do you think the devil doesn't want you to shout your praise? Why do you think the devil doesn't want you to clap your hands? Why do you think the devil wants you to be quiet and like a little mouse? God wants you to release a sound of heaven through your life. He wants your circle to resound. But here's the deal. When you get your sound with my sound, it creates momentum. One will put 1,000 a flight, two will put 10,000 a flight. In other words, when Pastor Joe gets his sound with my sound, Pastor BJ, my sound and his sound, and Pastor Joe's, Pastor Rudy, and we get our sounds together, all of a sudden, there's momentum. So, 15 years of Planet Shakers. Acts 1:8, you receive power and the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The original scripture God gave us. Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light has come. And through the last 15 years, God's given us a prophetic declaration to release a sound to increase. 3 years ago, overflow. 2 years ago, what was it? Double portion. Then, last year, supernatural increase. And God just keeps building circles of sound, momentum of sound. This year, breakthrough and glory. So that's what happens. This is pretty cool. Are you getting something out of this? When the circles come together, it creates momentum. So moving forward is our whole thing. You think about this. This is crazy when I thought about this. The church was birthed where? In the upper room. What happened in the upper room? Suddenly from heaven there came a what? Like a mighty rushing wind. Sound of heaven came there, and then they began to speak in other languages. What were they doing? They were releasing a sound. So a sound came, they got filled with the Holy Spirit, and a sound was released. Remember in Ezekiel 37 where it says, Son of Man, Ezekiel's there and he has this vision and he says, Son of Man, can these bones live? And he said, I don't know, God, only you know. He says, yes, they can. He says, prophesy, release a sound to the dry bones. And the bones came together and sinews formed, muscles formed, ligaments formed, but they still had no breath. And then God said to Ezekiel, prophesy to the winds. And he prophesied to the winds, and what rose up a great and mighty army. And that's a picture of Israel that God was raising up. But also, I believe, it was a picture of a prophetic declaration that was released in Acts chapter 2 with 120 people. That prophecy to the winds, prophesied. And what happened in Acts chapter 2? And the wind of the Spirit came. And that 120 became a mighty army. Because God wants to release a sound. You see, God spoke to me and he said, Haggai 2:9, the glory of this present house, everyone say today. So the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. So in other words, the last 15 years is the former house. These next 15 years is the present house and the future house. And God's promise is, that was a pretty amazing thing. You know, Planet Shakers is probably the fastest growing church in Australian history, from 0 to 19,000 people. No one's ever done that in history that I, my understanding. And my dad's a historian, so he will tell you, he's the one who told me that. But God's saying, that's yesterday. That's the past. I've got a greater glory for the present. That means God's got a greater glory for you. All those great touches you've had from God in the past, God's saying, I got more for you in the present and the future. And in this place, I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. We celebrate our history, but we keep moving forward. We don't look behind. Luke 9:62 says, anyone who puts a hand to the plow then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. So here we have our circles coming together. And then there becomes so much momentum. By the way, that word greater means large in magnitude. God's saying, I want to do greater, larger in magnitude than you've ever experienced before. Large in number. God wants to win a city. He wants to win cities and nations of the world. Larger in number. It also means that word greater means large in intensity. People say, Plant Chase is intense. No, we're just hungry for God. Loud in sound. You know, heaven's not quiet. So we're just practicing heaven on earth. There's only one scripture about being quiet, by the way. Be still and know that I am God. The only scripture that I know on being quiet. The rest is shout to God, clap your hands, dance before the Lord, sing to God. It doesn't say. Why? Because there's something powerful in your sound. It says great in importance. So God wants his church to release his goodness in a city. So a city says, hey, we need your help. We need what you've got. There's problem with young people. We need what you got. There's problem in universities. We need what you got. There's problem in families. We need what you got. See, God wants the latter house, the latter rain, to be greater than the former rain. Momentum is created when our sounds come together, and then it creates a momentum. And then it's like an arrow. It breaks through. Now, this is a triangle. Just so that anyone who has got a weird mind thinks that that's Illuminati. No, it's a triangle. It amazes me how people see spooky stuff in nothing. So when you go to school and they get the triangle to measure, do you go, ooh, Illuminati. What's wrong with that teacher? You know, people come up with all weird religious rubbish. I was going to say another word, but it rhymes with rap. But anyway, we won't go there. Trap, that's what it was. And, you know, it's a triangle to illustrate this visual. It's a spearhead. And you see, what it's saying to us is the wide arrow is the shockwave. It only happens in breakthrough and only happens when it goes into supersonic. So when they were breaking the sound barrier, it was this force, this momentum that broke through. Now here's a thought. These barriers that we face are only man-made imposed or man-imposed barriers. See, what we think is a barrier is really resistance or turbulence. And the problem is so many people don't live in breakthrough because they run from the turbulence. See, when they were trying to break the barrier of sound or the sound barrier, which they had named, no one else had named it, they just had named it. When they were trying to break it through, it became turbulent, so they thought, well, it's too hard. But somebody thought turbulence is just part of the journey so that we push through. And once they push through, the acceleration that happened and the turbulence disappeared. So if you start having some turbulence in your life and resistance in your life, you need to get excited because you're at the verge of breakthrough. You're at the verge of acceleration. You're at the verge that propels you to a whole nother level. See? Resistance is part of the journey. So what do you do when you feel resistance or turbulence? You focus on the promise, not the resistance. When they marched around Jericho, they didn't focus on the giants or the walls. That was the past 10 spies, and that led them into the wilderness. They never broke through. What they focused on was their God and the promises of God. And even though it would have got into their head, that's big, they're on the walls, we're vulnerable here, they didn't stop marching, and when they shouted, they all shouted. Why? Because their focus was the promise. The prize was bigger than the perceived resistance. There was turbulence to see the breakthrough, but because they were focused on the goal, they kept focused. It breaks barriers that actually aren't barriers. They are man-imposed. The sound barrier is not a barrier. When we understand the sound barrier, we realize it's just resistance. And as you push through, the resistance drops away and acceleration can increase. And that's talking in the natural. We're now talking spiritual and supernatural. See, you go from subsonic to supersonic. How's this? Pretty cool. You go from natural to supernatural. You go from ordinary to extraordinary. Why? Because when the Holy Spirit comes into your moment, when you release a sound and empower Him to operate on your behalf, let me show you how it works. The Bible says, He gives me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. What is the spirit of heaviness? Subsonic, pull you down. What is praise? Praise is the sound I release as I focus on God, not on the turbulence, not on the problem, not on the depression, not on the discouragement. I focus on God. I put on the garment of praise. Me and God working together, I focus on Him. I start praising Him. I magnify Him. I don't magnify my problem. I magnify Him. I don't magnify the turbulence. I magnify Him. I don't magnify the resistance. I magnify. Some of us give the devil too much credit. We glorify the resistance. Oh, it's so hard. So impossible. Oh, it's bad. It's bad. No, God's good. The devil's badness is nowhere near in comparison to God's goodness. And God wants to take you to supernatural, supersonic, not subnatural, but supernatural. Is this all right? Supernatural breakthrough, not a breakthrough in the physical, natural, not defeating situations in your life in the natural way or natural strength or natural knowledge. You see, if we do that, this is what happens. We get this acceleration, and then what happens is glory is revealed. You know, when they break through, the sound is behind them now. It's no longer, they don't no longer hear the sound, because the sound has been the propeller or the propulsion to push you through. They're like in this space that it's almost quiet, but the acceleration so much faster. That's why He leads me beside still waters. Why? Because surely goodness and mercy are following me. Because my desire is to dwell in His presence all the days of my life. So surely goodness and mercy, it's a sound. Goodness and mercy. He leads me. Breakthrough, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, turbulence, I will fear no evil, because your rod and your staff are with me. Your promises are my focus. Then you make a table before me in the presence of my enemies. This is how big you are, that even my enemies can sit at my table and not bother me. Some of you have had relationships and it's like enemies to your soul. And you get in there in the room with the people that hurt you and they're like, ugh. And God's going to bring you to a place that you have so much breakthrough that they can walk in the room and you can say, have a seat, watch me eat. Oh. Sickness, you try to get on me, you try to get in me, have a seat, watch me dance. Financial lack, you try to stop me, you try to bind me, you try to hold me, watch me order. You know, watch this. Pastor Joth, beginning of the year, had cancer. There was some turbulence. What did he focus on? He had to deal with the issue, had to get it cut out. So he did everything in the supernatural and the natural. See, if you're sick, go to a doctor, but also pray to God. Do both. Because sometimes doctors are used as medicine or used by God to help heal you. lack of faith. That's having brains. God created doctors. He created medicine. He created the ability to heal. But He also is supernatural. Who do you think created the contents out of the earth to help heal you? God, supernaturally. So Joff gets his sickness cut out, his cancer cut out. They test his body, he has no cancer in his body at all. At all. Now he doesn't let the thing hold him down. He keeps in vision. That's what kept him going, to say, I've got to get to Asia for the tours, but I've got to deal with this issue. There's a bit of turbulence, but I'm not going to live in the turbulence. I'm going to live in the favor and the blessing of God. And God made a way where it seemed to be no way. Pastor Steve had a $600,000 debt through some turbulence of investments that went bad, not because of his research. It just happened that way. Turbulence. And he has the bank forgive him $594,000. Then since that, he's received supernaturally the rest $6,000. And then on top of that, he's had another $7,000 given by people, and now he's in abundance. Wow. Crazy. And he had a car accident, so he's going to get the insurance of the car accident, plus now he has a deposit, so him and his family can get a better car for their two children. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. So, his glory is released when we break through. By the way, you are so good that you pulled out of me stuff that I didn't say in the other services. Psalm 23, I never put that together with. Just came on the spot. Why? Because hunger pulls out revelation. You come to church and go, yeah, whatever. Guess what you'll get from the pastor? Sweat and whatever. But if you come with hunger and say, that word's for me, that word's for my university, that word's for my family, all of a sudden something happens, because God responds to honor. And where honor is, faith is released. So when you're going through the turbulence, Pastor Steve, you focus on the provider, not the poverty, but the provider. Because you've experienced surely goodness and mercy. You might be walking through a valley. But you know, you now consider the enemy of your soul was the ability to pay off debt. And now you can say, looking in its face and say, no, 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 no. I've been through stuff. I've been through hell and high water. But guess what? I got a new car. I've got blessed. I got favored. Why? Because I haven't focused on the turbulence. I know it's there. I haven't pretended it's not there. I've dealt with it, but I've kept my focus on my God. See, those two things happen at the beginning of the year. Joff, cancer, totally free of it now. Steve had his debt paid off. And it was like a prophetic sign to me. He said, this is a year of breakthrough, because that's a breakthrough. That's a breakthrough. There was some turbulence, but the turbulence didn't stop them. The promise kept them going. His glory is released. American Express just sent me some turbulence. They sent me my online statement. His glory is released. Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. How does the earth get filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord? People think it's just looking at a sunset and go, oh, there must be a God. That's one way. But you know how people encounter the glory of God? It's through you. So through the miracles that happen in your life and the glory that's released in your life brings knowledge of who He is. So in your university, He wants to reveal Himself through you so people get a knowledge of the glory of God. In your workplace, in your home place, in wherever you are, He wants people to understand, know him. See, the Bible puts it this way. I got to hurry. 2 Corinthians 3:17, for the Lord is spirit, and wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. That's knowledge. Free. People are free. Where God moves, you're going to want to get around those free people. They're free of stuff. I don't know what it is. There's something about them. That's the way, the glory of God, that brings knowledge. That freedom comes in Christ. So all of us who had the veil removed, when you come to Jesus, you have the veil removed, see and reflect the glory of God, and the Lord who is the Spirit makes us more and more like him, and we're changed into his glorious image. In other words, when I see God, I reflect God. I look like him. I talk like him. I think like him. When I see me, I look like me. I think like me. And that will never satisfy. When I look at other people, I envy what they have, but I don't really change. But when I see him, I become like him. And then I reflect his glory everywhere. This year, quickly, we are believing. Last year, 11,000 decisions or 10,997 decisions. This year, I've got a big belief. I believe we could have a big year of breakthrough. I'm believing for 20,000 decisions across all our campuses. I'm believing for 22,000 people would call Planet Shakers home. I'm believing that we'd raise $20 million across all our campuses in tithes and offerings. I'm believing for a great sense of family, a raising up of disciples and leaders, greater sense of God's presence, more miracles. We are believing for a year of leaving things behind and propelling into our destiny. I'm believing that we're going to possess the promises of God. Debts are going to be paid off, all our conferences and events completely filled, full, and everyone to experience supernatural breakthrough and the glory of God. And we will see an empowering of generations to win generations. If you are believing for a breakthrough in glory, would you stand to your feet and would you give God a sound? Would you release a sound of praise?
We're so blessed that you joined us today. Thank you for being with us. We'd love to connect with you at church@planetshakers.com, on an email or on any social media platform. Connect with us, and we want to pray for you and believing the best for you. And we'll see you next week. Don't miss out. God bless you.